Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, here we go. It's a Tuesday. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, News Talk 830 WC. So lots of good stuff today. Let's run through the lineup. Ask Adam Anything at 1235. Colonel David Hunt, do we have a deal with Ukraine and Pete Hegseth? Once again, not qualified for the job and a bully. 135, Tom Hauser. I don't know. Maybe we'll have Tom and Ilhan Omar together.
Should it be nice?
Yeah. That'd be good. We did try to reach out to the congresswoman, who has joined us many times, but more often than not, as you know, the congressman will reach out to us and say, I want to come on. When we reach out to the congresswoman, not as much. To her credit, let me just add, factually, she'll come on the air.
Mm-hmm.
The four Republicans who are members of Congress, nope. Do they even return your emails?
Occasionally.
Yep.
That's the best I can say.
Let's also add, since we're talking Republicans, Tim Walz, since he was elected governor a second time, one time on the show. One time on the show. 205, the manager of the Minnesota Twins for two segments, Derek Shelton.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Let's talk to Derek, see what he's named his coaching staff.
They got him.
But since he was named, I wasn't here. And so we didn't get him. We didn't say, hey, now I'm back. Let's interview Derek Shelton. Let's wait for weeks to develop and see what happens. And then Jamie Yuccas. So if you think we're coasting into Thanksgiving,
This is a Chad Hartman Show snow alert. I repeat, this is a Chad Hartman Show snow alert. Please proceed to your basements immediately and remain there until further instructions are given. Do not drive. Do not go outside. Do not even look outside. This is a Chad Hartman Show snow alert. Thanksgiving has been canceled. Black Friday has been canceled. Small Business Saturday has been canceled. Cyber Monday has been canceled. The Vikings are out of town Sunday. Therefore, unfortunately, they are not canceled. This is a Chad Hartman Show snow alert. Do not even think about leaving your homes until April. Make sure you have plenty of water, canned and other non-perishable food items, board games, and alcohol. This is a Chad Hartman Show snow alert.
I wasn't... Hold on. I wasn't even aware of that.
Just pops up sometimes.
So, I mean, sometimes, you know, our show is connected with the International Weather Service.
Mm-hmm.
Who? I mean, anybody can be connected to the National Weather Service.
That's easy. You Child's know? Play.
Yeah, that's amateur. Mm-hmm. We're connected to the International Weather Service, so...
We get the European models.
We do. Head to the basement.
Right now.
Head to the basement. As that announcer said, very good announcer. Seemed like he might have been underwater a little bit, too. Maybe he's under the snow already?
Could be.
Do not look outside.
Don't even think about looking outside.
Do not even think about looking outside. Thanksgiving, canceled.
Done.
Right now, call your family members and say, good luck, I love you, and I hope I will see you again. Anything else?
That's about it. That's all you can do at this point.
Or try this message. I never cared for you. If the world is going to end because of this snowfall, I want you to know, outside of the fact you're relative, I really didn't want to spend a lot of time with you.
It's good to be honest. Honesty is the best policy,
right?
This
is the time, right? Mm-hmm. If it's all over, all the days are canceled. And the Vikings game, as the announcer pointed out, unfortunately, not canceled.
Too bad. Weather in Seattle is going to be fine.
What's the most annoying part of the first snow? That's the topic at hand after that dramatic announcement. Because now it's heading our way. It's heading our way. So we're overreacting to the death chamber. I mean, I heard Vanita dump Vanita. First of all, Vanita and Adam, I heard the crosstalk.
I did too.
Vanita's saying, I'm not canceling my plans.
She's got dinner and a show tonight.
She's got a show. Then Carter suggested, as you heard me needling him, he suggested never once in his life, and he's lived here like 97% of the time. And the other time he didn't live in Minnesota. He lived in Iowa and Wisconsin. He's never once, never a single time canceled plans due to weather.
He's had plans canceled on him.
Yeah.
But he's never been the one to make the call himself.
Zero chance of that.
I believe it.
No. Like, there's a tornado warning. There's torrential rain. There's 8 inches of snow. And he's still going to Buffalo Wild Wings to have a beer? Come on. Do you, at 651-461-9226, do you believe someone at the age of 50 who has lived in cold weather their entire time,
tough guy,
has never once canceled plans because of weather? Not possible. You're saying it's plausible?
I absolutely think it's plausible. He's a guy who probably doesn't make a whole lot of plans, too.
He is someone who does, as he said, he likes to go to the bar by himself, and he's more inclined to talk to a stranger than he would be if a coworker was at the same bar.
So if he's thinking of going to a bar, say at 7 o'clock some evening, he's got nothing going on, and he sees the weather is looking garbage, and he says, I'll just stay home.
Does that count as canceling? Yes, of course
it is. Then I'm sorry, it doesn't count.
Of course that's canceling plans.
I thought plans seem like they would include other people.
I mean,
they would include other people in the planning.
No. In fact, I want you to find a story. I just remembered I need to print. New York Post. A bar is not allowing solo drinkers in their bar, which is absurd. Okay, what is the most annoying part of the first snowfall? I want texts. I want calls. Are you in your basement already? Have you given up your phone so you normally would communicate with us, but you can't right now? I've got a couple right from the get-go, Dave. Where in the hell is the scraper? Where is the scraper? I know when do you really take the scraper out? May. Yeah.
Sometimes you wait till July.
It's sitting in the back of the car, back seat. You never sit in the back seat of your car, right? You're the driver.
I don't sit back there.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. And other people are annoyed by it. And finally, you know, you're right. May, June, you take the scraper and you put it somewhere in the garage.
Yeah, you hang it up somewhere, throw it under a bunch of stuff.
If you hang it up, you probably know. You have no idea where the scraper is.
I know where my scraper is.
You do know where your scraper is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've got a standard scraper spot.
You know I do.
You're very anal.
Excuse me?
I mean, I didn't say you're into that. I said you're – I mean, come on. If you, yes or no, are you a little fastidious if you know exactly where your scraper is right now?
There's a ton of nails pounded into the wall in the garage, and one of them, boom, scraper just hangs right on.
Okay, my closest friend on the planet, Jason Daniel Top, 3 trips in a row to Brainerd in the 90s. He and his tremendous wife, Claire, my friend of forever, he's definitely overachieving. 3 straight trips, they had one set of keys for their house. Not 2, not a backup, 1 set of keys. In 3 straight years, he had to drive back from Brainerd on a golf trip, drive back, and come right back. I'm on my children's lives. Not once, not twice, but 3 times. So we are just crushing him. So I finally say, You guys are both brilliant attorneys, but you're not very good at organizing around the home. Go find an organizer. He goes, you're right. And they go out and they hire a home organizer. Now, where you look for a home organizer, I have no idea.
Like Marie Kondo kind of stuff.
Kind of there. Maybe it was her. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was here before she struck it big.
Do those keys bring you joy?
So a friend of ours, so now they're going to have a party. And they're going to show off the organization they have at, at the party.
Look at our bins.
Again, may the world end right now, if any of this is an exaggeration. And as we get in, our friend Jim is ahead of us. And as soon as he sees us, he's bent over laughing. He's almost in pain. He is laughing so hard. And he's just like hand over the mouth, and he's pointing at the wall. And Kathleen and I walk in with, did we just have Hunter? I think we might have just had Hunter, and she's pregnant with Griff. And up on the wall is a nail and tape, just your standard like white tape in crayon that says, I'm not making this up again. May I have a heart attack right now on the radio? Put keys here. Put keys here.
Were the keys there?
Yes, they were.
Okay, that's good. It's
yes,
working.
They were. So then we got about 10 of us at the party. Claire and Jason have always been cat lovers. Okay. So there are two cats there, and one of the cats is having bathroom issues and is scooting across the hardwood floor.
Ah, the old drag in the butt deal?
The drag in the butt deal.
Mm-hmm.
My then wife swoops in like Superman. Rescuing Lois Lane as our son Hunter begins to crawl across the floor near where the cat is wiping its butt. I mean, I have Superman at his peak has never moved as quickly as Kathleen did. Swoops him up, looks at me, and says, we're out of here. And we were in the car 5 minutes later. But they had up on the wall put keys here. Is that the sort of setup you have in the garage?
Slightly different.
Slightly different?
No, we have a professional label maker where everything is labeled.
Okay, got it. Got it. By the way, these are two brilliant attorneys, by the way. Just tremendous attorneys. The first winter drive, come on. The first winter drive is just annoying.
It's fun.
Because we have the extremes, right? If we even get enough snow. Okay. And maybe we will get now the 3 to 6 inches. We'll get the morons who will do what, Dave? They won't scrape the top of their car. And so, and it's going to cool down, obviously, and be in the 20s. So, you know, if they have the snow still in the car, they park outside. They don't have, like you, the five-car heated garage, which I'm very jealous of that you have.
Yeah, it's nice.
They could use said scraper, not more with a brush in this case.
Yeah.
And take the snow off the car. They don't do that.
No.
They don't do that. They're too important. They can see out the windows. They're not worried when that snow block comes flying at your car. And we've all been there. A couple of years ago, I get the snow block coming to me for like 10 seconds. I'm literally praying to God that I don't get an accident as I'm trying to slow down because I got the wipers going so fast and I can't see.
Only thing worse is you get the snow and ice chunks coming off the top of a semi
there
or a box truck.
There's another one. Another one. I'm sorry. I'm sure it's no fun. Get up there and scrape.
Got to do it.
Here's another one. There's some snow and ice on the road. I'm still going to drive 85 miles per hour. Okay. Here's the other extreme. There's now snow and ice on the roads, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drive 15. if you're driving 15 on the highway, unless the blizzard is happening at that time, which potentially can, go home and get back in the basement.
Call a Waymo.
I'm pro Waymo non-snow. Here's another one that's very annoying about the first snowfall. The adults in your life who think they need to check in with you and make sure you're okay when it is snowed 2 inches outside. Now, it's great to have people love you, right? The more, the better. But 2 inches of snow, I'm okay.
We can manage.
We can manage. What else drives you nuts about the first winter snowfall, if it happens? Are you buying this right now that we will have in the main metropolis of the Twin Cities area 3 to 6 inches?
MSP Airport will measure 2.4 inches.
Sometimes you're right, and I'm with you. I think 2 inches, and it's going to be much ado about nothing.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Maybe, you know, North Metro, Forest Lake up there, Hugo. Maybe they'll get drilled. I don't know.
By the way, for the love of God, don't text me during the rest of the show if there's a drop of rain. For the love of God.
You know where you can send your snow totals to.
Right now, in fact. In fact, you can either send the final snow totals or your predictions where?
Adam.Carter at Odyssey.com. Also, he really appreciates before and after photos. So, you know, get out on the deck, the patio, take a photo now so we have that baseline, and then we can get one tomorrow, Wednesday morning, you know, when the snow finally wraps up.
Let's say something happens while you're driving, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's in the next month, whether it's in the next year, whether something happens at your cabin, your condo or house, maybe you roll like Dave with a couple boats, a jet ski, where you need insurance and you need a great insurance agent. I have someone for you, Amber Scholl. Yep, Amber, a part of this American Family Office for 15 years, running it great the last few years. She took over from my friend Lyndon, who was tremendous. I've been a part of this office for, next year's going to be 36 years, and I check. I look around and I feel better with this office than anywhere else when I check and say, hey, are they covering me at the right way? And am I paying as little as possible? Because I really don't want to pay more than I have to. Are you confident if you should get in an accident or maybe we get that those ice chunks and it caused some issues at your place? It's worth just a little bit of time. Again, this is with American Family. It's not somebody's basement. Powerhouse company like American Family. TeamScholl.com. Again, TeamScholl.com to track down Amber and her team, and it's SCHOLL.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We will review the bumper music theme when Adam joins in about 6-7 minutes. What bothers you most about the first snowstorm? Lots of texts coming in, 651-461-9226. And I'm going to stop saying storm, too. The first snow.
Snowfall?
Yeah,
snowfall. That work?
Yeah. Exactly.
Snow event.
Yeah, snow event. Snow occasion. Do we really need to hunker down with 3 to 6 inches of snow? We've become so soft, it's sickening. No, we don't. 36, if it's, even if it's just max 6 inches, do we need to hunker down for that?
You know what you need to do? You need to know your abilities.
Yeah.
If you're going to go out in the snow, if you're going to chance the roads, bring that same swagger you would bring to the self-checkout line. Be confident. If you don't have the confidence, that's when you got to hunker.
I think also if you're not capable of the self-checkout line, you're not capable of six inches.
That's not even a question, of course.
The Chad Hartman Show has been canceled. Yay. I mean, we have feelings, right?
Worst things could happen.
Thanks for the laugh. That bit was hilarious. Dave is very, very, very talented. And that was my idea, but his execution, and the execution was 99.99% of the humor. Chad, worst part of the storm is 26 days late. Long live 1991.
That's outstanding.
Very good. The most annoying part of the first snow is the ignorant winter drivers. Of course, South St. Paul's a tough guy town. Not something an aristocrat like you would understand. Yes, yeah, Golden Valley, really filled with aristocrats. Nope, never cancel Thanksgiving plans. Diehard Minnesotans just took our time and drive slow. The most annoying part of the first snow is undoubtedly the first case of the wet sock. Dave, where do you stand on the wet sock?
I mean, nobody likes a wet sock.
No, no.
Got to come prepared with proper footwear.
I think that was Adam's nickname in college.
Wet sock or the proper footwear?
The wet sock. Western Minnesota dairy farmer, nothing is ever canceled due to weather. Now, that's the truth.
If you're a dairy farmer, you got to get up.
Bravo to those folks.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being a tough guy and having no social life. He likes to socialize. When I get in my truck, the most annoying thing becomes you people. I just moved and I know exactly where my scrapers are. I have 72 of them. Yes, how many scrapers has a typical 40-year-old Minnesotan bought at this point?
Mm-hmm.
15?
Yeah, roughly.
Right in there. The people that don't allow themselves enough time to get where they need to go. Yeah. That's fair. People going to the grocery store, I was like, we'll be shut in for a week with 3 inches of snow. Yes, people still shop for groceries. Correct. What would you like me to talk about right now before we get ready for Ask Adam Anything?
You know what you're going to need when you're shut in your house for the next 5 days?
Some water.
Great drinking water.
That's right. Started the day with the Connecticut drinking water system. Quentin, getting him ready for the day. Yes, some great water from Connecticut. This is from that fabulous company, AquariusHomeServices.com. You have something happen at your house, and when we get 2 inches of snow, 4 inches of snow, or even 8 inches of snow, and you go to AquariusHomeServices.com because your furnace stops working or something's happening with your water softener and you need it corrected quickly, they'll come out. Because it's not just that fabulous Connecticut drinking water system. Furnace, air conditioner, water softener for the shower, for the laundry, for the dishwasher. But think about this. You need fabulous water for Thanksgiving. So why not go with the best? The Connecticut drinking water system. And right now, if you go to Aquarius, you can save up to 25%, earning the right to be recommended. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.